Hi, I'm Dan Jones with CFWN in Cobourg, Ontario. Increasing access to affordable, nutritious foods in Colborne is becoming more of a reality for residents with the addition of two community mobile food markets. While the Community Health Centers of Northumberland operates twice monthly markets in Grafton and in Colborne, budget-minded community members can purchase produce and locally raised meats and prepared foods at a discount. Joelle Pegg, the food market coordinator, says while the turnout has been incredible in Colborne, more advertising may create a busier market.
We started with the Grafton market first, and the Colborne one has just been since May, I believe, we started. And there's been an awesome turnout. There's regulars that come out there. I'd still like it to be busier, so we're working on advertising it more on our social media and reminding people. I think because we're only there every other week, every 2 weeks, it's kind of easy to forget about and not have it in your schedule. But we do have probably at least a dozen people that come regularly and expect us to be there now. And there was more people, some new people, the last couple times that we were there. I really like the location, the Mystic yoga studio there. It's a cute little spot, and they've been very gracious in hosting us, so we're happy to have the spot, and we'll continue to try and reach people out there, because I know it's a bit of a food desert, and we've had some people concerned with accessing food at an affordable price at the Colborne location.
Now, with the Colborne location, and I guess you could speak to Grafton, what have you learned that you've seen our successes, and maybe what you've learned you can see as improvements?
The Colborne location, as I was just saying, it's a really nice spot right on the main strip, so it's easily walkable for people that live in the area. And just having anything there is a success, because right now they have the Rutherford Market reopened, and that is much better than having no grocery store available, but it's not as walkable, and the prices understandably are higher because it's a farmer's market and it's local food, so those tend to be costlier items, and not everybody can afford that right now. So we're just trying to have an alternative for people.
Now, you're talking about the availability and the timing. Has there been a request or demand to go from every other week to every week?
No demands, no. But yes, there has been some requests. Unfortunately, with programs like this, we're kind of tied to our work hours and when people are available to go. I'd love to have more markets available in the evening for people or on the weekends, but we don't operate in those hours. So I know the hours are a bit of a barrier for some people that work, especially if they work multiple jobs, that they're not going to be available in the middle of the afternoon on a weekday. So a lot of our customers are seniors. Most of our customers are seniors. And that is a population that we did want to specifically address. So we're happy to be addressing that. The market's great for being able to buy just small portions of things for people that are living on their own. They can just buy one carrot or a quarter of a cabbage, so they're not wasting money on food that they're going to end up throwing out. So it can be a big savings for that. But I would also like to address barriers for people, working families, that have trouble getting there at that time and are buying larger amounts of food.
And one possible idea would be that to create a food box. If someone phoned in, would you be able to do like a phone-in order like they do at regular grocery stores now?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we did, not through the market, but our food bank did do that during the pandemic, just because we couldn't have people in the building at that time. So we'd prepare boxes for people to pick up and take home. It was very work intensive for us, loading up those boxes, and not everybody, there's some amount of waste in that because we weren't able to take individual orders from people, and then they'd end up getting things in their box that they weren't necessarily going to use. So I hate to to waste food. It's nice with an in-person shopping model that people can just pick up what they want and not have to be forced to take things that they don't want and feel like they're wasting it. We don't want to waste it. They don't want to waste it. So in short, yes, it is a possibility, but probably not in the near future.
Okay. Now, I noticed that when the program launched in Grafton in the winter, and I was talking to Adam Hudson about this, it was limited to, you know, root vegetables because it wasn't in season. But now you're in season. So we're seeing more green beans and seasonal fruits and vegetables. How has been the reaction of the patrons to the access of new and seasonal produce?
Yes, everybody is quite happy. I think people were waiting because we run all year round, and people were waiting for the extra colorful, fresh things to arrive into the market. So people are very happy to be getting their corn, their beans, all the fresh greens, the fruits that you don't get in the winter. And we're only serving things that are grown in Ontario all year round, and in the summer I try to focus just on Northumberland stuff. I did have some Niagara peaches because they're a crowd pleaser. But other than that, it's all Northumberland grown. And we had raspberries this week too. People were very excited about the raspberries. those items are expensive to buy, especially locally, because they perish quickly and they're labor intensive to pick, and they're so delicate. So we do reduce those items even more than the regular items to make it even more affordable to buy things that are locally grown, because we know people love them. So we want to make them as accessible as possible and get in as many fresh fruits and vegetables and all the colors of the rainbow now before winter hits again and we're back to potatoes and squash. And I love those things anyway, and we make a lot of soups, so in the winter we focus more on our soups and our meals and our meat, the local meat here. So we still keep people fed and happy, but it's a different palette for the summertime. I think people look forward to it in the same way that they look forward to the changing seasons. It's just a different feel.
Right on. And I know that when this program was being launched, one of the key components was a relationship with farmers to help supply the produce. Talk to me, just can you highlight how that's strengthened, and are you seeing more farmers coming on online? And what are the farmers really telling you about how this program is going?
Yes, we have 10 farmers, I believe, right now that we're working with, and it varies by season too, because a lot of people aren't selling anything over the winter. They close right down, but over the summer right now, we've added a few new farmers to our list that we're happy to be working with. And some of them are organic farmers, some of them are charitable organizations themselves, like Living Ways Foundation we started working with, and they grow food for to help people learn how to grow food and for environmental reasons, and to help people access food that are having trouble to access food. So we're happy to buy their produce. The Cold Springs Organics we partnered with this year as well, and they grow lovely, beautiful produce that is organic. One of my neighbors is selling me corn from Maple Vista Farms there, so it's literally I leave my house and I drive 30 seconds and go pick up corn down the road. And I have another neighbor, Racine Farm, just on the other side of the block that I can pick up squash and sweet potatoes with. So it's created a community of like-minded people that are all trying to provide food for their neighbors. And we're happy to promote their food and to support them so that they're able to continue to provide food for the people of Northumberland.
Reporting for CFWN and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Dan Jones.